Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A Christian should never be anti-Semitic. That's the headline. David James comes to explain why the church should never be anti-Semitic.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, as we wrap it up today, even though anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world, as I've just said, would you not say that the last thing a Christian should ever want to do is to set himself against the Jewish people?
Absolutely, Jimmy. First of all, our Savior is Jewish, from the tribe of Judah, from the lineage of David, and he will rule from the Davidic throne first for 1,000 years on this earth and then throughout eternity in the new heavens and new earth. Secondly, in Genesis chapter 12, God made 7 promises to Abraham, and one of those promises says that God will bless those who bless you, meaning Abraham, and curse those who curse Abraham, and meaning Abraham and his seed through Isaac and Jacob. The Abrahamic covenant is an eternal, unconditional covenant, and that means that no failure on the part of Abraham or his descendants can remove them from the provisions of the covenant, and so it's still in effect. So the most foolhardy thing that anyone could do would be to set himself or his nation against the Jewish people as a whole or against individual Jews. And rather, we should look for opportunities to serve and to minister to the Jewish people and stand with the nation of Israel as she is surrounded by enemies that want to destroy her. And this doesn't mean we blindly support every decision or policy made by Israel. That's different than intentionally positioning oneself as Israel's enemy. And obviously, the greatest gift we can give to the Jewish people is the hope of forgiven sin and eternal life through faith in their Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if a Jewish person today, an ethnic Jew, comes to faith in Christ, he will miss that terrible Holocaust to come. He will be taken up as part of the body of Christ to be with the Lord forever.
David James explaining why Christians should never be anti-Semitic. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Though the Jewish people are a small number of all the population of the earth, God has chosen them for a special purpose. That's Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. This holy nation will be a people who God has set in place to be a testimony of an almighty holy God, and to be a testimony of the blessing that all will receive if we obey that almighty holy God. Remember, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was born of a young Jewish girl. He was born to be the Savior of the world, and also to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. God's plan for the Jewish people will be a time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, and then to give them a kingdom forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...